वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवते श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 35 क्रतुर्वीरमताम् एष
क्रतुर्वीरमताम् एष
दिवेषु दुरवग्रह धर्मव्यतिकरो यत्र पाखण्डैरिन्द्रनिर्मितैः क्रतुर्वीरमताम् एष देवेषु दुरवग्रह धर्मव्यतिकरो यत्र पाखण्डैरिन्द्रनिर्मितैः क्रतुर्वीरमताम् एष
देवेषु दुरवग्रह
धर्मव्यतिकरो यत्र पाखण्डैरिन्द्रनिर्मितैः क्रतुर्वीरमताम् एष देवेषु दुरवग्रह धर्मव्यतिकरो यत्र पाखण्डैरिन्द्रनिर्मितैः
क्रतुर्वीरमतामेष
देवेषु दुरवग्रह धर्माव्यतिकरो यत्र पाखण्डैरिन्द्रनिर्मितैः क्रतुर्वीरमतामेष देवेषु दुरवग्रह धर्माव्यतिकरो यत्र पाखण्डैरिन्द्रनिर्मितैः What to word? Kratuhu.
Kratuhu.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Viramatam.
Viramatam.
Let it stop.
Let it stop.
Eshaha.
Eshaha.
This.
This.
Deveshu.
Deveshu.
Amongst the demigods.
Amongst the demigods.
Duravagraha.
Duravagraha.
Addiction to unwanted things.
Addiction to unwanted things.
Dharma Vyatikaraha.
Dharma Vyatikaraha.
Violation of religious principles.
Violation of religious principles.
Yatra.
Yatra.
Where?
Where?
Pakhandehe.
Pakhandehe.
By sinful activities.
By sinful activities.
Indra.
Indra.
By the king of heaven.
By the king of heaven.
Nirmitahe.
Nirmitahe.
Manufactured.
Manufactured.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Translation. Lord Brahma continued, Stop the performance of these sacrifices, for they have induced Indra to introduce so many irreligious aspects. You should know very well that even amongst the demigods, there are many unwanted desires. Purport. There are many competitors in ordinary business affairs, and the Karma Kanda chapters of the Vedas sometimes cause competition and envy amongst karmis. A karmi must be envious because he wishes to enjoy material pleasures to their fullest extent. That is the material disease. Consequently, there is always competition amongst karmis, either in ordinary business affairs or in the performance of yajna. Lord Brahma's purpose was to end the competition between Lord Indra and Maharaj Prithu. Because Maharaj Prithu was a great devotee and incarnation of God, He was requested to stop the sacrifices so that Indra might not further introduce irreligious systems which are always followed by criminal minded people. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sagana Raghunatam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakandikamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Ste Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpataro Vishya Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Mande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram So we see in the last few verses that Lord Brahma, he has appeared in the scene and is trying to sort out the problem which is there between Indra and King Prithu. And here Prabhupada is making a very nice point about the karmis. So he's saying a karmi must be envious because he wishes to enjoy material pleasures to their fullest extent. So a karmi is envious. In fact, if we properly analyze Indra and Prithu, Indra competing with Prithu, that's still okay because they're competing for a very big position, for the position of Indra. But when it comes to people of this world, they compete for small things in this world, small things. It might be anything for that matter. It might be a seat in the bus also. But then just while reading this purport now, I was just thinking that, so Prabhupada is talking about a karmi. So when a devotee behaves like this, a devotee is not different than a karmi. Sometimes people say that I'm practicing bhakti, but still why there are no changes? Because we have not crossed this stage yet. We are still a karmi. So it looks like, Srila Prabhupada is saying this. So it's a very important aspect that somehow or the other, if this quality goes away, this envious quality which is there in the hearts, if this goes away, then we can actually start practicing devotional service very nicely. So like even yesterday, Prabhupada Swami Maharaj said, about chanting of the holy names, why it is not effective. It is not effective because the anarthas are becoming the block. If these anarthas are removed, then only it is possible that a devotee can progress fast on the path of bhakti. So at that time when the anarthas are removed, after the anartha nivritti stage, then even one holy name can make the person go crazy. He will be in ecstasy. So we have many envious people mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And one such personality is Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha, such a great personality. In fact, he conquered all the planetary systems, all the planets. In fact, demigods were very afraid of this person, Hiranyaksha, and later his brother Hiranyakashipu. And today is Varaha appearance, so let's discuss something about Varahadev also. So even last year, same day I got this opportunity to speak about Varahadev. So I'll try to recollect something and speak from that. So it all started by the wrong Garbhadhan samskar between two people. This is Aditi and Kashyapa. So they united wrong time. And correct, no? Diti and Kashyapa. Diti and Kashyapa. So united at the wrong time, and that resulted in a very amazing personalities who are responsible for inviting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in two different forms. And here they had assumed two different, completely different as compared to human beings, and very, very glorious. Now Brahma was thinking that at the start of creation already the earth is there in Garbhodak ocean. Only first three planetary systems, they are out of the waters. All the other planetary systems are in the ocean. This is what is described. That is, this Bhuloka is considered a complete planetary system. So it is in the ocean. And now here, Brahma is thinking how to get this out. Because Manu was asking that what is my job? And then Brahma said you have to beget progeny. Now he is asking which is that place? So at that time, Manu is asking that somehow this planetary system, we have to get it out. This Bhuloka, we should get it out. So that time Brahma was thinking, how can I do this? Only Supreme Personality of Godhead can do this. And he was thinking, and then from his nose, the upper part of the thumb, this is the size, upper part of the thumb, this size, personality came out from his nose. Now Brahma is wondering, what is this? And from, as soon as the personality came out, it assumed a huge form. Bhagavatam says gigantic elephant, the size of a gigantic elephant. And now Brahma is looking at this personality. And this personality was a boar incarnation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead coming in the form of boar. And we celebrate with the name Varahadev. One of the speaker was describing this. So he was saying, Lord wants to prove that whichever form he comes in, he's always beautiful. The most dirtiest animal, that is pig. Normally, you know, whenever we want to chastise someone or we want to give a description of filthy place or filthy person, we compare that person to a pig. And Prabhupada always talks about hog life. So here we see that when Varahadev appeared, he was so beautiful. The description says so beautiful. It's very difficult to understand a pig, you know, a boar having earrings and bangles and, you know, all the beautiful golden ornaments and a helmet and so on and so forth. But this is a description, and it was looking very, very beautiful. And Brahma was awestruck to see such beautiful form of the Lord. And when everyone was thinking, even Brahma was not understanding who this personality is, then all the demigods, all the Devi Devtas, including Brahma, they all were thinking who this personality is. And there was a thought, is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu? And when this thought came in the mind of Brahma and other Devi Devtas at that time, to confirm this is a fact, Lord Varahadev, he roared loudly. He roared twice. He roared twice. And now, the Varahadev was prayed by Brahma that, no, please uplift this ugly planet which is drowning in the ocean. Then it's described, Varahadev enters. So before entering, he goes back. He goes, he jumps in the air, and then he enters the waters of Garbhodak ocean. Now, the water gets split into two parts. So here, Bhagavatam says, it was as if the water is praying that please don't cut me to pieces. Please don't cut me to pieces. And with that, Varahadev enters the waters. Now this is on one side. Now another side, this personality, Hiranyaksha, he was going around different places conquering. Now I was just wondering, all the planet systems are there in waters. You know, where was he going around? Yes. So he belongs to Rasatal. This is what is the description which comes. I belong to Rasatal, he says. And also there's another description where it is given that how this Bhuloka went inside the water. Now this I couldn't find in Bhagavatam. Somewhere it is mentioned, where he started digging the Bhuloka to such an extent that the balance was lost, and then the Bhuloka fell down in the waters. Now when Hiranyaksha was doing all this, so if I'm not wrong, it was Narada Muni who came to talk to him. So Narada Muni, let's assume Narada Muni, I'm just thinking. As per my little remembrance, Narad Muni comes to him and he says, what are you doing here? The planet Earth now is in danger because this personality Varadeva has come and he is supreme personality of Godhead and he is going to kill you and he is going to get this earthly planet outside. Now Hiranyaksha, being so envious, he started thinking, this Bhuloka belongs to Rasatal Vasis. Who is this personality to remove the Bhuloka from the waters? Now Hiranyaksha also entered the waters. So when he entered the waters, Varadeva was coming out. Varadeva was coming out with a nice small ball-like structure on his tusk. So he was coming out. And here it is described that Hiranyaksha was calling out for Varadeva. Come and fight with me, you filthy animal. I know who you are. Your supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is thriving on the offerings made by these Devi Devtas who are my enemies. I call you for a fight. And now it is described that, you know, this personality is making so many filthy words and so many blasphemy. So much of blasphemy is doing. But it is described that how can Supreme Personality of Godhead be agitated with these words? When pure devotees of the Lord, they are not agitated by these words, how can Supreme Personality of Godhead be agitated by these words? He didn't care. Okay, tu bolte rahe. He started moving. He came up at the surface of the water and then he kept a wonderful ball-like structure, that is Bhuloka, on the surface of the water. Now the question is, if he keeps on the surface of the water, again it will drown? This was what the question I had. So today it got answered when I was hearing the translations of these verses. So it is described that Varahadev transferred his energy to earthly planet, by which the earthly planet could float on the surface of the water. Even our Lord Gauranga, Gaurasundar, is not different than all these forms. He manifested this in the house of Srivas Thakur. Sometimes he used to come in different moods. So one day he came in the mood of Varahadev. He entered the house of, if I'm not wrong, Srivas Thakur. And there he was worshipping. He was worshipping his Shaligram Shilas and, you know, his deities. So at that time, he assumed the form of Varahadev. Sri Gauranga, Gaurasundar assumed the form of Varahadev. And then, now there is no earth around. So he lifted a small
Lota.
In English, I don't know what you call it as. A small
round tumbler,
and he kept it on the tusk and he started roaring that I am Varaha. So in this way we see that our Gaurasundar is not different than any incarnation. So even he is Varahadev. Now when this happened, then Lord looked at this personality who was calling him. Now it is described that when a Kshatriya is called for a fight, he has to fight. But now here, the Kshatriya is in the form of a boar. Now he is going to fight. Now Hiranyaksha started speaking more and more things. And he started calling out for a fight. And now when this was done, so Varadeva also accepted for this fight. This description is very nice. This comes in third canto. That how this fight started. So Hiranyaksha, he had a mace. And he started throwing the mace at Varahadev. Now the description says that first time when the mace was thrown at Varahadev, very nicely Varahadev dodged and he came aside and the mace went across. Now see this description so nicely. Now everything is there. All the action is there in Bhagavatam. We need not go anywhere else. Only ones who don't know the glories of Bhagavatam, they go for all these low class, third class movies.
Action movies.
Huh?
Action movies.
Yeah, same. And just by reading this description, one devotee was sharing, just by reading this description, all that hankering which is there in the heart of a Jivatma, of relishing all the different aspects, can be mitigated. So, you know, another devotee went on to say that Bhagavatam has got everything. Bhagavatam has got action, it has got comedy, it has got romance also. It has got everything. The only thing that is needed is attentive reading and listening of Srimad Bhagavatam from a bona fide devotee. And here we see, just by reading this description, anyone who has got that mood of fighting or to relish that action scenes can relish this. And a very proper action scene is there. It's not like our Supreme Personality of God looks at this personality, Hiranyaksha, and he comes and he says, "Are tu kya, I come here," and he just punches once. No, it goes on for a long time, long time. So now here, Hiranyaksha hurled the mace towards Varadev. Varadev goes across, and then the mace is going some different direction. And then Varadev starts fighting, and both of them with their maces, they start fighting with each other. And this fight is described, it was looking very, very awesome, very beautiful. And all these Devi Devtas are looking, there's action scene going on. Their movie is this only. All of them are looking at this. Now what happened is, when Hiranyaksha started fighting with the mace, so at that time, Varadev took one opportunity and with his hind legs, he struck the mace and the mace fell across. Now, Varadev, he asked Hiranyaksha, "You can lift it." Now just imagine, you know, telling this to an opponent, telling the enemy that you have lost your weapon, "Now you can lift, I'll wait. That was an insult. Now again, with a lot of anger, Hiranyaksha lifted the mace and he started going towards Varadev. Now here in this verse, it is described, this particular verse, there's one line which comes. Padma Palasha Lochana. Padma Palasha Lochana is like the eyes of Varadev were looking so beautiful, so beautiful. They were looking like the petals of lotus. In 10th canto, when Krishna is killing Keshi, so when Keshi is coming towards Krishna, so same, almost the same line comes, where it is said that lotus-eyed Lord was standing there and this demon started going towards the Lord with the mood of killing. Now here Acharya's comment that why this line has come, in the Keshivad, why this line has come. So here the Acharya's comment saying that even after looking at the beautiful face of the Lord, which has got beautiful eyes, which are compared to the lotus petals, this personality Keshi, instead of getting devotion, instead of surrendering to the Lord, this personality wanted to eat the Lord. He wanted to fight with the Lord. He wanted to kill the Lord. And it is described that these lotus-eyed, lotus petals, the eyes which are compared to the lotus petals, just by meditating on these eyes, many, many people in the past have got delivered. Many, many people in the past have got delivered. And here this Hiranyaksha, instead of paying obeisance to such beautiful personality, he wants to kill this personality. And he's going towards the Lord. And here it is described that again the mace fight started. And then again, the mace of Hiranyaksha fell down. Now this time, he was not ready to pick it up. And Varadev waited. Varadev didn't fight with him. Now when Varadev saw that Hiranyaksha is coming without a weapon, so at that time he also threw his weapon. And now the fist fight started. And this fist fight was also very nice. So this one personality is trying to hit the another personality and they're just going around. Yes, they're somehow escaping that fight. Escaping that fist. Now here we see that when this fight was going on, Brahma is talking to this Varadev. He's saying, "Oh Lord, a very nice murta has started. A murta called Abhijit has started. And this murta is very nice to be victorious. But if you delay this, very soon a very different murta is going to start, which is very favorable to these demons. A murta of ignorance is going to start. So please kill him as fast as possible." And then all the Devi Devtas, they're also saying that, "Please kill him, please kill him." In fact, before the scene, when Hiranyaksha, when he hurled his mace and it hit the mace of Varadev, and when the mace fell down, so all the Devi Devtas, they were thinking, "Are Bapre, what happened? Maybe the Lord will lose." And they started praying and they started saying, "Oh Lord, please, please kill him, please kill him." So here the description, you know, says that all Devi Devtas were in anxiety. So when I was reading that, I was just thinking that a similar incident, you know, is there in Krishna Leela, where Krishna was caught by Kalia. And all of them were thinking, "Now what is going to happen?" And they were in anxiety. But here their anxiety in Vraj, their anxiety is out of love, thinking that our beloved, our darling of Vrindavan has been caught by this deadly snake. But here, when it comes to demigods, it's not out of love, because they know that if this person doesn't kill him, that personality, Hiranyaksha will kill us. Oh Lord, better kill him, we are in danger. And they also write this line that we are tormented by this personality, we are tormented by this demon. Now after hearing all this, what our Lord Varadev did was, just gave him chamat, just slapped him. And the line says, Prabhupada translates that, he slaps at the root of the ear. So in Hindi we say, kaan ke niche dena. So this is what it did. And just by this slap, this personality, Hiranyaksha, who is so strong, who kept every single demigod in threat, in anxiety, fell to the ground and he vomited blood and he died. Now you see, Lord can do this at the first go. When Hiranyaksha asked him to fight, he could have said, "Idhar aao, when kaan ke niche diya hota," then he would have died at the same time. Why is Lord doing all these things? Even in the pastime of Keshi, what Lord did was, he put his hand inside the mouth and Keshi died. And in another place, in the vada of Dhenukasur, he held the hind legs of this donkey and he just hurled him and he threw him. He died. And even when it comes to Trinavarta, he just held the neck. Now, small hands, little small hands, this personality. Now, Trinavarta was huge, whereas Krishna was in stage of crawling. So it is described that Mother Yashoda was holding Krishna and he got a desire to fly. He became heavy. She kept him down and then Trinavarta came. So you can imagine, if Mother Yashoda is holding him in the arms, what's the structure of the Lord? So when he held with his little hands this personality, Trinavarta, so it is described that Trinavarta started feeling choked and he fell down. Now I was just thinking and meditating on this, also it is in accordance with the Acharyas, that why Lord does all these things? He need not do all these things, pehli maar to sabko. But he wanted to do this action, he wanted to do all this comedy, he wanted to do all this just to attract all the living entities. All the living entities. Yesterday, this description by Rompa Swami Maharaj was so nice, where he said, out of 14 years, 12 and a half years, Lord Ram was just associating with the sadhus and giving them pleasure. So when we say, Lord appears for three reasons, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya chidashkrutam, dharma sansthapanarthaya. So actually major portion, the major percentage of his descent is only for satisfying his devotees. That's it. In fact, even in the Narasimha Arati, when we sing that Namaste Narasimhaya Praladaladadayine. So Narasimha Deva has appeared to give pleasure to Prahlad Maharaj. And then the next line says Hiranyakashipu Urvakshaya. And the byproduct was he killed Hiranyakashipu also. So the Lord comes to give pleasure to his devotees. And here, especially for the Baddha Jivas like us, and that's what all the Gopijans are praying. In the ninth verse, now they're saying, Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham. So in this verse, now they're saying that all these pastimes that you have done, O Lord, it's only for people who are tapta in this world. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. So all the people in this world who are bound in the shackles of birth and death, just to give them solace, your katha has come. You have descended and you are doing your various pastimes. So in this way we see that every single appearance of the Lord, now we have to be very, very grateful that he is coming all the way from different places, I mean from spiritual world, just to satisfy all his devotees. And the ones who are stuck in this material world, in the shackles of birth and death, troubled by the three miseries of this material world, to give them solace, to give them satisfaction. And when we devotees come together and discuss this Krishna Katha and the incarnations of the incarnation of the Lord, there's so much of satisfaction that comes. And it is described that when we devotees come together and discuss about the Lord, Lord is very happy. And the Lord is very pleased. So in this way, whenever we have this appearance day of the Lord, we have to be filled with gratitude that he comes all the way from spiritual world just to give us satisfaction, just to deliver us. And today is such appearance, that is appearance of Varahadev. So even when it comes to our situation, you know, we are also drowning in the ocean and we need help. Today we can call out for Varahadev, you know, please lift us with your tusk. We are drowning here in this material world, completely drowning, not understanding, you know, what is the goal of life. Even after understanding what to do, you know, we are wet, we are in this ocean. In fact, in various Bhagavatam class, we have been told, you have to be dry, you have to be dry. It means, you have to be out of this material world, but what to do, we are in this waters, we will be wet. So only by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he lifts us out from this ignorance, we will be out of this ignorance, and we will be able to relish bhakti, or it's not possible. So let's pray to Varahadev on this auspicious day of Varadvadashi, that please deliver us from this ocean of ignorance and place us in the spiritual realm on the transcendental platform. Thank you very much. Varadev ki
jai.
Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.